Right, I tell you what, I think we can go back to Daz. Are we going back to Daz? Yeah, we might as well. Daz, don't go anywhere. This is your story now. How convenient. So, the build-up continues to Walsall's big day at Wembley, and it's going to be a proud day for one school in Birmingham. Walsall's manager, assistant manager, captain and two other players, plus the chief exec and club secretary, all went to Dartmouth High School in Great Barr. It's now known as the Q3 Academy, and our reporter, Daz Hale, is with one of the teachers, Mr. Perrins, who has taught there for 36 years.
You haven't got any Empire biscuits, have you, Mr. Perrins?
Certainly, no Empire here.
No, unfortunately not. No, yeah, you're head of careers these days, so by the sounds of it, you just told everyone just to be a footballer, didn't you?
Certainly did in those days, yes, and look how they've turned out. Yes, fantastic. Conveyor belts of footballers coming out of the place, yeah.
Because you were a PE teacher for many years.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've put the kit on, but, 36 years now I've done that. I did about 34 years in PE, yeah.
So a breeding ground for Sadler's legends. So just give us a few names then of some of the pupils who've passed through the school.
Well, obviously there's the Chambers twins, James and Adam. Dean Smith was an ex-pupil of ours. Romaine Sawyers, who's currently there and banging the goals in, he was an ex-lad of ours. Daryl Taylor, he made his debut a few years ago. Richard O'Kelly, who's the assistant, was an ex-Dartmouth lad who actually played with me at Alf Church in the sort of the 80s with one of his mates, Sean O'Driscoll. So there's been a few through the place, yeah.
Well, Richard O'Kelly and Sean O'Driscoll, of course, just management team for a long time. He's just like a boomerang. He just keeps leaving and coming back every couple of years, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure.
So you must have had a good school team over the years then.
Well, I mean, Adam and James were like sort of the backbone of the side, really. And they had another lad called Nathan Lamy. And they're sort of more on sort of the winning side than the losing side most of the times. And we're really part of a great sort of district side as well, sort of West Brom schools it was in those days. Considering they're sort of the schools were sort of like the Menzies and the Wood Greens and the Stuart Bathursts and Wellingsborough and one or two others, Alexander. We sort of put some great sides out, and we were sort of playing against like the Newcastles and the Liverpools, who were picking from sort of 100 schools, 120 schools, and beating them.
Yeah,
of course, James and Adam were sort of the backbone of the side, along with Nathan.
Yeah, now you mentioned Nathan. He started at Wolves and had a good career in non-league as well. So come on, let's dish the dirt this morning now. Come on, who were the naughty ones? Did you ever have to maybe give detention to Romaine Sawyers for not doing his own work, for example?
He wasn't actually part of my particular team, but I think he had one or two runs. He was a lovable rogue.
Okay. Naughty. Yeah. What about Dean Smith? Did you have to say to Dean Smith, "Oi, Smith, are you chewing?"
Well, I'm pretty sure Dean owes me some homework from, like, sort of yesteryear.
dog eating it, had it?
I did actually see him turn out for sort of a Walsall sort of team a number of years ago, and as he came off the pitch, I asked him if he'd done his homework for me. He thought that was a great sort of amusement. Yeah, but, no, I mean, all the lads, actually, they really, really sort of carried themselves really well.
Fabulous.
And it was great.
Fabulous. So you're going on Sunday to Wembley, so in all seriousness, what will it mean to you to see boys you've taught be out there then on the hallowed turf of Wembley for the first time in the club's history?
It's just absolutely incredible to think that obviously these lads have started out in sort of different sort of places, the Chambers at the Albion, and I think Dean went down to Leighton Orienton, place like that, Romain obviously at the Albion. But it's just fantastic to think that there's going to be sort of four or five people associated with Walsall that have been through the one school, like Stephen Gambin, the chief executive. It's just going to be an incredible
fantastic
thing.
Real sense of pride as well. And of course, if they win, they're going to have to bring the cup back down to the school. So you better tell the caretaker to buy some more silver polish in case. Right, then, thank you very much, Mr. Perrin. I've got to be off. Then I've got to go and find this Empire biscuit for Judy Murray.
Good luck.
Start the car.